Player hater mode activated. It was 6 years ago this month that the world was introduced to Mr. Player Hater. Over the years he has provided us with many unique features, such as the Hater Tour, Talking Shit with Lena, What Would Player Hater Do, The Podcast Critic, plus countless conversations with random people from across the country. His resume is impeccable. His episodes are legendary. His ego is immeasurable. And there are no adjectives that can truly describe his undeniable creativity. So turn up the volume and prepare for the greatest podcaster of all time, the Player Hater.
Yo, what's going on, haters, and welcome to the show. And once again today, we got the Podcast Critic. And today I got, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 podcasts for you, believe it or not. And every last one of these motherfuckers, except for one, got something to do with being black in the title. Yeah, we got the Mr. No Good podcast, nothing to do with being black. And then we got Black on Black Cinema, The Three of Negroes, and these motherfuckers right here, My Black Friend. We got one dude who ain't black, another dude who is black, and in this particular clip, they sitting around talking about old school TV. So let's get into it, Jeff.
I think TV Guide is maybe the whitest thing ever.
You think black people didn't buy TV Guides back in the day? I mean, there was no way to know what was on TV.
Yeah, we had to. Yes, we did. It came in the newspaper every week. A TV Weekly. It was free. You bought a newspaper for $2 and it came in the newspaper to tell you what came on that night.
That was just a straight up guide. And I remember when the actual like programming guide that was on TV came out. Like, that was the greatest thing. But you had to wait for it to scroll. You couldn't control it.
You can't control it. It just scrolls up and down.
It scrolled at its own pace, and it showed an hour and a half at a time. And it would always be like, I want to know what's on Nickelodeon. That's channel 35. So let me check the guide, what's coming up on Nickelodeon. 36, 37. Like, you just missed the channel every time. So you had to wait all the way for it to go around through
a whole 120, 150 fucking channels.
Well, I think when the guide first came out, it was like all 58 channels. But it got worse as it went on. And then you would get bored, so you'd start getting antsy and flip channels around. You're like, I'll come back to it. And you'd come back, it'd be channel 39, channel 40, and you were like, how did I miss it again?
Because you were doing some dumb shit. Like, you were picking a booger and you was trying to roll it in your finger. Then you look up and it's passing the thing that you want to see, so you don't even know what's coming on. When you could have just changed to the channel and waited.
You could have figured it out on your own.
So ridiculous.
I miss the guy.
Those are the good old days, man.
Yeah, now
kids now, they don't even respect it. They just have TV on demand.
You go into your guide, you can skip up to like 2 weeks ahead of time.
Well, that's, I mean, that's pretty cool.
That's like 2 issues of TV Guide.
Yeah, but I'm not even talking about like that. I'm talking about like kids now never know. Like, we talked about this before, but they will never know what it's like to have to sit through a bullshit show to get to the show you want to get to.
Yes.
Why? Because they can pull up their phones and their tablets and their laptops and all this other shit and just watch whatever they want to watch, like, right there. They go to the website and it's there.
Like, you couldn't get that across to them today. Like, they would just be like, well, why don't you just watch it on YouTube, or why didn't you just pull it up on Hulu? Like,
yeah.
So I'm going to say what I often say many times when I listen to a podcast for the first time, and that is that this ain't my type of shit. And mainly I say that because I just flat out do not listen to podcasts. I don't. The only motherfucking podcast I ever listen to is my own shit, mainly because I'm a straight up narcissist. Plus, my shit is the greatest podcast ever known to mankind. Oh, damn. I think it is nutted on myself. Hold on, I gotta wipe myself. But seriously, I will grade this podcast right here based on quality alone. And sound quality is pretty damn good. Yeah, the sound quality comes through nice and clear. Plus, these niggas got a nice little flow to them. You can tell that they're best friends and all they do is sit around and talk about shit all day, because that's what they did within the podcast. And I even said before that as a podcast host, you should be able to grab the listener's attention and take it on throughout the whole motherfucking show. And I'd say that these niggas achieve that shit. So my recommendation is this. You could add My Black Friend to your podcast rotation. These niggas are kinda aight.
And now we feature the next podcast entitled Black on Black Cinema. Four black dudes pontificating and gregariously discussing the intricacies and minutiae regarding today's cinematic offerings. In other words, educated black folks sitting around sounding all educated and shit. Today's topic is white privilege. Let's give it a listen.
The topic is, what is white privilege? We had somebody ask, a white listener, actually ask us if we could explain what it is or what we think it is, because they generally, I guess, not that they don't understand it, but maybe don't have a full understanding of what white privilege is. So I'll start with Rob, and then we'll...
White privilege is very simple things.
And examples of what white...
I'm going to give you an example that pissed me off, and is the only time I've ever complained to a company about racist horseshit, wherein my fiance's white, and we're at Wegmans, and we went and picked up food from their little buffet thing, and she's paying for hers, and the girl, white girl, is talking to her, smiling. Oh, do you have a card? No? Okay, let me ring you up with this so you get this discount. Do you want a drink too? Okay, here you go. I go to ring my stuff up, doesn't look me in the eye, doesn't offer me a goddamn thing. I have to ask for a drink real quick, just like that. And I was like, are you fucking kidding?
And she didn't know you guys were together?
Nope. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Did that really just fucking happen in the span of that many seconds?
Is it possible? Fuck you. Is it possible because you're just a guy? You think?
I don't know. It's possible, but
even, there's also male privilege and female privilege.
Yeah, there's obviously, yes, there is. However, you just know when you live with it all your damn life, you just know when somebody sees the color of your skin and stops giving any kind of fucks about you whatsoever. And that's the kind of shit that happens all the time. Like, that's called a microaggression. And those microaggressions build the fuck up. That's not even counting the bigger stuff. That's not counting the police fucking stopping you because you're black. Police stopping me and my friend because we're riding around a nice-ass car in California because we rented the goddamn thing. Oh, you ran that stoplight. There was no goddamn light. None. I'm glad we had a white girl in the back seat that I started talking to. So,
okay. They're cool. They're cool. Yeah,
basically. That may not be a good fucking thing.
No, she wasn't tied up and mumbling.
But she spoke up quick.
You all right back there?
She's back
scared?
There.
Scared?
She's back there. I'm okay, officer.
Help me.
Yeah, no.
Call for backup. Niggas got me.
I mean, those little things add up over your entire goddamn life, and you just live with a bit of anger in your gut all the goddamn time that you're treated as slightly less of a person because of the color of your goddamn skin.
Okay, look, I'm just gonna have to accept the fact that this is what the fuck podcasting is nowadays. I can't hold motherfuckers to my standard of podcast, and I just can't do it because nobody can do what the fuck I did with a simple laptop and microphone. It just ain't gonna be done because my podcast was a trailblazer. My podcast was the greatest. Okay, look, I'm gonna have to stop talking about myself before I nut on myself again. Now, as far as the Black on Black Cinema podcast, this shit is okay. And you know, I mean, the audio's clear. You can hear what the fuck these niggas got to say. And I guess nowadays, that makes a podcast good. I guess. So, my recommendation is that you add these niggas to your podcast rotation. I mean, they ain't Michael Jordan, but then again, they ain't motherfucking Horace Grant either. So, whatever.
Seriously, if you're not white, you're missing out, because this shit is thoroughly good. But let me be clear, by the way, I'm not saying that white people are better. I'm saying that being white is clearly better. Who could even argue? If it was an option, I would re-up every year. Oh yeah, I'll take white again, absolutely. I've been enjoying that, I'm going to stick with white, thank you. Here's how great it is to be white. I could get in a time machine and go to any time, and it would be fucking awesome when I get there. That is exclusively a white privilege. Black people can't fuck with time machines. A black guy in a time machine is like, hey, anything before 1980? No, thank you. I don't want to go. But I can go to any time. The year 2? I don't even know what was happening then. But I know when I get there, welcome, we have a table right here for you, sir. Thank you. Oh, it's lovely here in the year, too.
Up next on the podcast critic, we have the Three Negroes. In this particular audio clip, they talk about Terrence Howard being gay, being phony, and dating white women.
So basically, like, on the Oscars, I was like, this nigga is trying to take his moment.
Yeah, like he was auditioning.
Because he was like really like, he was like, his voice was like really intense. He was like, I'm just so moved by this movie. And everybody's thinking he's about to talk about Selma. And this nigga's talking about
The Imitation Game and shit. This nigga was just standing by computers.
He was just like, I'm just, this movie is so beautiful.
I just made computers and I'm gay.
It's like, wait, what? No, not the movie about the niggas, the computers. Nah, the computers. Niggas get beat up all the time.
That's literally like what happened in my brain while I was like, what are you talking about? Whatever. I hate Terrence Howard, but I love Empire.
My thing about Terrence Howard was like, he has had always had the Madonna affectation. Like, he'll be in a movie like, nigga, what you doing on my side of the counter, nigga? What you doing, man? It's bullshit, man.
Isn't
and then
he like a
and
hood
then,
nigga from Cleveland. Though?
And then, yes. But then, like when he's in the interview, he's like, "Well, when I took the role of DJ, I was pondering what I was going to do with the role, and I'm like, come on, man,
who am I really hearing?
Right? Yeah,
where's
yeah.
the real?
I remember him. I remember falling in love with him as a child. Don't judge
Did
me.
The Jacksons?
No.
Which, Mr. Holland's Opus?
No.
Damn, what is it, man?
Sunset Park with Will Pearlman.
It's time to get live. Time to represent. Yes.
And I was like, he's Park, so timing.
Hell yeah, the soundtrack.
Yeah.
Aaliyah was on there.
Yeah.
Fredro was in it, right?
Fredro Starr.
Fredro was in it.
It was a basketball team.
Yeah.
Set in Sunset Park, Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. He was spaceman. He smoked weed all the time, whatever.
And then he told a story about how he jerked off in his pants.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I thought he was like the cutest. He was so sweet, whatever. And then he like beats shorties and tells them that they're unclean if they don't use baby wipes, which, look, yes, I get it. I use baby wipes and I think it's important, but like like, the vagina is a self-cleansing organ. Like, you don't need to use baby wipes to be clean. You know what I mean?
You should just be happy you got to the dance.
Yeah.
Be happy you got there.
Bro. Well, he doesn't date black women. He thinks we have too much attitude.
Well.
Yo, so there you have it, the Three Negroes podcast. It's sort of a take on the movie The Three Amigos with Martin Short, Steve Martin, and Chevy Chase. Remember that shit? Except in the podcast, they actually have a female, so I guess it'd be more like Chevy Chase, Steve Martin, and Gilda Radner, maybe? I don't know. You can plug any old unfunny female comic in, it'd be the same principle, because all the bitches, according to Tell, can't stand female comics. But anyway, as far as the podcast goes, I have to give these niggas, since I'm only grading shit on sound quality, apparently, because all podcasts sound alike. Yeah, I give these niggas an A+. As far as sound quality goes, because they came through nice and clean, you can hear what the fuck they had to say, and they obviously invested in some good microphones. And as far as content goes, yeah, I give these niggas an A+ too, because they talked about Terrence Howard and his bitch ass. And actually, you know what they did really well? They implemented the double dutch philosophy that I created as far as podcasting goes. That's when you weave in and out seamlessly throughout the conversation when you have more than one motherfucker talking. And they did that shit quite nicely. So yeah, big ups to the Three Negroes for being able to achieve that shit. So my recommendation is that you add these niggas to your podcast rotation. The Three Negroes. Yeah, they were kinda alright.
The last podcast for today's show is entitled Mr. No Good. It seems like the whole show is about the host complaining about his baby mama. Let's check it out.
This is your number one baby daddy, Mr. No Good at MrNoGood.com. Yes, I know. It's been a long time. The last podcast that you heard right before this was actually taped maybe 3 weeks ago. Because I haven't been taping shit. Stuff's been going on in the world. people been getting exposed for who they really are. This has just happened out in the world. And bad decisions being made. Grand juries and all that kind of shit. And I've been watching and seeing it all. I've been observing. However, I have alluded to the fact, this fact before, of that I need to get my mind right. And even now, even though things are a little bit better, my mind isn't really all that right. It's not like I'm depressed or nothing, or I'm crazy, or anything like that, or sad, or whatever. None of that's going down. Not only do I need my mind right, just need a little situation. Right. All right, so here we go. I know I am so sick. I am sick and tired of talking about my baby mama. I am so tired of it. I've been talking about my baby mama for years. Years. And just when you think she can't do anything extra or anything worse or cross any other line or step on any line, she'll do it.
Yo. This motherfucker right here sounds straight up sad. I ain't know whether to call a suicide hotline or to continue to listen to this nigga. It's like a cry for help, to be honest with you. Yeah, for real. Needless to say, this shit has no appeal to a motherfucker like me. It is very slow moving, and it's straight up depressing. Before this nigga said that I ain't suicidal and I ain't depressed, I was like, yo, this nigga's suicidal. He is straight up depressed, for real. That's the first thing that came to mind. Anytime a nigga can sit around who ain't high, maybe he is high, I don't know. Anytime a nigga can sit around and talk about how much his baby mama ain't shit and didn't sound the way that he sounds, yeah, again, this ain't my type of shit. This shit right here is for niggas who got baby mamas, can't stand them bitches, and want to sit around and listen to a nigga complain about how much women ain't shit and his baby mama's crazy as hell. And they on the other end talking about, yeah, I know, right? Fuck that bitch. My baby mama ain't shit either, yeah. Yeah, that shit right there is one-dimensional and basic. And trust me, look, I know all about establishing an image and maintaining a persona. But this nigga's only persona is being no good and picking chicks who ain't good. Anyway. The one good thing about this podcast, I will say, is that the title of it is apropos. Yeah, the Mr. No Good Podcast. Because this shit right here ain't no goddamn good. Nigga, get a life.
You are listening to the hottest relationship show in the country.
You gonna call me?
I'ma call you, but if you come by, I won't call you, okay? Don't ever, 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 ever come by here, okay? All right.
Anyways, let's get back to the Player Hater Podcast.
Let me send a shout out to the Cushman Chronicles. Yeah, this nigga hit me up on Twitter and asked me to critique his podcast, which, first of all, I thought was really bold. And I was like, this motherfucker right here is a straight up masochist. He's a glutton for punishment. You actually want me to listen to your shit and tell you what I think? So I went to his podcast page and I checked this shit out. And let me say, it's a straight up music podcast. Straight up music podcast from beginning to end. And I'm not a music critic. I'm the motherfucking podcast critic. I don't think he knows that. But since you asked me to critique your shit, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and do it. And here it is. The only thing I like about your shit is the fact that it's only 19 minutes long, less than 20 minutes. That's perfect, because I hate long-ass motherfucking podcasts.
The other thing is, okay, you can mix, motherfucker. You're the next motherfucking Frankie Knuckles or whatever you're aspiring to be. Okay, you can mix. So what? I can mix too. The thing I didn't like about it is the fact that it was a Valentine's Day lovers episode, but this nigga was playing love songs and sped it up to about 180 BPMs. The fuck? I can't get my bump and grind on without breaking a hip to your up-tempo slow song. Slow that shit way the fuck down. As a matter of fact, if you really want to impress me, mix some slow songs at the normal BPM. But in the meantime, slow those alleged love songs down, motherfucker. It ain't techno music. It's motherfucking love songs. Slow that shit down.
I guess we them little black Beatles. This one attract the singles. And that flow is me, but it lacks tax and needles. I spend my days sharpening my skill wheels while it's still legal. Reading through cathedrals, apply to my cerebral. They ain't built, they feeble, driven by the ego. The vision of an eagle, see division in my people. How many lives will they take today? We ain't equal. Another world with a sequel and doomsday prequel. This ain't the world we thought it was when we was in preschool. Sometimes it's hard to be cool. Sometimes I feel like I'm see-through. Sometimes I really wish, yo, I wish that I could be you. Away from all the Hollywood acts and record contracts. I won't say I take it back, cause I worked hard for that. But this life ain't turned out to be what it seemed. Ever since I woke up, I've been living in this dream. Got me low on self-esteem, fools been out for me. Someone's watching me, this love ain't proper be. Thinking I could be dead. They got me low on self-esteem. Fools been out for me. Someone's watching me. This love ain't proper be. Thinking I could be dead.
That concludes another episode of the Player Hater Podcast. Stay tuned in as the greatest podcaster of all time prepares for another top-notch presentation. Have a splendiferous day and a super fantastic week. Oh. And always remember to keep your motherfucking hate up.